This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. At some point, you need to visit Surf City, a name, title really, inspired by Jan and Dean's version of Brian Wilson's Surf City. Two girls for every boy. Which was inspired by Orange County's Huntington Beach and surf culture. And it's now official. After skirmishes with Santa Cruz, that scrappy Surf City up north, Huntington Beach landed the Surf City trademark. Surfing has been part of local culture since the early 20th century, when famed Hawaiian freestyle swimmer Duke Kahanamoku and his friend George Freeth surfed local beaches. Introducing the sport to California, albeit with massive and heavy wooden surfboards, the Duke continued on to three different Olympics, medaling five times. In traditional Hawaiian culture, surfing is a spiritual practice more than sport. But surfing didn't become a sport even in Huntington Beach until the 1960s, when Bruce Brown of nearby Dana Point was knighted the Fellini of Foam for Endless Summer, his classic surfing film. And Dick Dale, king of the surf guitar, rode the same wave to the top of the pop music charts with Mizzer Lou. A song rebooted in popular culture with Pulp Fiction, and much later by the Black Eyed Peas. Even Dale's sound was an Orange County phenom, since his guitar, a Fender Stratocaster, was made by Leo Fender of Fulton. Then came the Beach Boys, who translated surf culture for the world's imagination. Millions and millions of people do Huntington Beach every year, most just day tripping. Long gone are the scurfy surf rat bar scenes and seedy low-rent storefronts, replaced in the 1980s and 90s by a strategically redeveloped tourism district in crisp California Mediterranean style. As for the beach scene here, come early to stake out beach towel and volleyball territory. Main Beach starts in the north at Golden West, continues past the Huntington Beach Pier, a seaward extension of Main Street, and then meanders south to merge with 2 Mile Huntington State Beach. The pier area is Huntington's most famous and challenging surfing zone, but the state beach is the stuff of surf culture movies. Waves come straight in from the south onto one of the widest expanses of sand you'll see this side of the Colorado desert. Bolsa Chica State Beach, north of Surf City, is better for beginners. Surfing lessons are offered by local surf shops and Corky Carroll's Surf School, the town's first. Mandatory for local surfing history is a visit to the International Surfing Museum at 411 Olive Avenue. Among the oldies but goodies collected inside are vintage surfboards, of course, including Batman's board from the original movie. To appreciate natural history, head north. Remnants of once vast coastal wetlands, spongy saltgrass marshes, support endangered migratory birds and other threatened wildlife. See for yourself at both Seal Beach National Wildlife Refuge at the Naval Weapons Station and at Bolsa Chica Ecological Reserve, just south. Until next time, when we visit Southern California's premier yacht harbor, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothes and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years and is located at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling them at 898-9525. Thank you. Today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Anicia Johnson, and she is the founder of AMA Culture Education Sciences and Arts, and Simbala Dezeel, who is going to also talk about AMA Culture and what she's doing in that organization. They have an event coming up, and we'll go over that as well. So welcome both of you. I have interviewed you, Anicia, in the past, and just super quickly, give me a little bit about what you've got going and what's happening right now with AMA Culture, Education, Sciences, and Arts.
Thank you, Bobby. Yes, AMA Culture was established in 2017 as a resource for the community, educators, and families. We are an African-inspired resource, and our objective is to instill pride in, as well as respect for, the African diaspora, which of course includes Black American history and Indigenous Negro history as well. So we do a variety of, we've been holding a variety of community gatherings designed for families that are fun and educational, and also an opportunity to network with other caring community members who are intent on increasing harmony between the diverse populations of our communities.
Got it. And I like the education part that stuck in there, because I know that you go to schools and do quite a bit with kids, which is, you know, kind of where it's at, really.
Right. We are available to do presentations in classrooms, clubs, organizations, any place that would like to. I mentioned before when you interviewed me, in the United States, 46 million people are categorized as African American by the government, and we're just getting to a point now where we're more people are realizing that we have not been given the knowledge to really understand the importance of the contributions of the African diaspora, as well as Black folks and Indigenous worldwide. So this is what we're sharing, maybe lesser known knowledge that is inspiring and illuminating.
When we spoke before, I was just so impressed and appreciated so much about what you were doing, and it is so needed. Chico is fortunate to have you here and be working on this. And so, Simbala, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got involved in it and what you've been doing.
Sure. So what AMA Culture represents is that we kind of collided at a Chico event earlier last year. What she represents really drew me in, just because that's kind of something, it's kind of my path in the art that I do. I am an artist. I've been doing art my whole life, and just kind of becoming more focused on my artistic signature and message as well. And something that I've been working on in the past, I would say, 6 years is highlighting and representing Indigenous women from around the world. So I've been working on a collection of illustrations that I eventually want to turn into a coloring book, an educational coloring book. So when I ran into AMA Culture, I was really, you know, I was taken aback in a good way, because I was like, this is something I've never seen in Chico. And I definitely admired the mission and the message, and I felt the importance of it. And just, I had wished there was something like that, you know, available in my younger years around here. Mm-hmm. So it was just nice to see. So, you know, after becoming acquainted with Anicia, we thought it would be great to, you know, team up on certain things and, you know, bring the arts and the education together, as that is one of the facets of her organization.
So yeah, right.
That's how we came together.
Right. So she got an artist in there. That was good. So you work on kind of projects together, thinking about things that you can offer to the community?
Well, we have an upcoming event. It's actually a week from this Sunday. So it is October 30th, Sunday, at the Chico Women's Club. And it's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. This will be our first event that we will be hosting together. It is going to be focused around art. We're going to be providing activities for children. There will be imagery. So it's basically going to be kind of a, you know, demonstration of some of what I do and kind of a sampling of this book that I'm going to be, you know, that I'm working on. So I want to offer a few illustrations of Indigenous peoples. So I wanted to represent the Machupta tribe, the local tribe from here, and also Califian Indians, which are Black natives of California. I wanted to represent that tribe as well. We will have illustrations for the children to color. We're going to have, you know, crayons, color pencils, paints that they can use. And another thing I wanted to represent is the celebration of Dia de los Muertos, which is also known as Day of the Dead. There's a great population of Latin Americans in this area and in California in general.
Sure.
And it is a widely celebrated holiday. And I wanted to give, you know, a short education about that and have a altar that the children can help decorate. So, and yeah, we'll have food, you know, we'll have maybe, I don't know, maybe music, not live music, but
something.
It'll be really nice.
Something yes. Really and so, perfect. And it's kind of geared towards kids, but yeah. Adults will participate.
Families, definitely.
Families. Yes. And it's just different people of color and introducing people to some of these things that we never hear about.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely needed in this community. I think it's just in so many communities, especially suburb communities, like things like this are kind of swept under the rug or not seen as important. And because of that kind of attitude, a lot of people, brown people, feel left out and feel underrepresented. So. Mm-hmm. It's just important that these educational opportunities are introduced to the community.
Yeah. And I like that the Native American part to it.
Yes.
And adding that to it. Now, what was the tribe that you were talking about that was a Black Native American tribe? Is that what you said?
From California. Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. So that is something that is definitely not talked about very much. And so I want to introduce that to the community. So I'm going to give a light history of these specific Indigenous tribes, but I want it to be digestible for the young people.
So to get that out there and just let people know what's happening, kids in schools, it would be good to let them know that that's going to happen too.
Absolutely.
Little flyers for them to take home. Yes. You know, it's such a big thing now. And I mean, things are changing very slowly, but things are changing. And it's good. This is what we need to do. And Chico's kind of, it's definitely an isolated area when it comes to people of color. I mean, we don't pay attention.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's
we are
important.
Isolated. And I mean, we're kind of a distance from urban areas, but it doesn't, to me, that's not an excuse.
No, I know it. It isn't an excuse. And so there's not that many people of color here. We have Native Americans here for sure.
Yes.
And we have Hispanic people here for sure.
Right.
But, you know, we don't have that many Black people here. You know, you go places and you're always kind of feeling that way that we are so white.
Right.
So it's good. It's so good to bring these things forward and let people know about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So this event is going to happen. And what were you saying about supplies and things that you might need? You know, the organization can use some help.
Right.
I would imagine.
Use some help. We're welcoming all the help and donations right now. We do need supplies. So the artistic supplies we're trying to acquire for the event. We currently have someone who will be providing food. We could use just as much as possible right now. It is a donation-based event. So we want to welcome the community, but we will need help to put this on and have success with it. So we would like decorations, the artistic supplies like colored pencils, paints, crayons.
All the things you need to put to do something. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're welcoming donations of those specific things or, you know, monetary donations.
I'm sure monetary is good because then you guys can get maybe exactly what you need. Absolutely. But if anybody's got, you know, we do so much fundraising in our community, those things, people have them. So the food is, are people bringing food or you have someone that's going to be bringing food?
We do have a caterer.
Okay.
That's going to bring some food in, and then other friends, people in the community that contribute to our events. Okay. Often will be bringing some dishes.
Okay. Okay. And that's something, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are good cooks and they do things like that. If somebody wanted to, you know, connect up with you on that and talk about what specifically they have and what you need or anything about eating or cooking, who could they contact and how could they do that?
Yeah, my email is Anicia, A-N-E-C-I-A Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Mm-hmm. Anicia Johnson Education at gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and give my phone number, 530-354-7018. Happy to hear from anybody who feels compelled to participate.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And then, and you have a website.
AMMA Culture, amaculture.org.
And is there some information on there, too, about the event or just more about the AMA culture?
Both, yeah.
Okay, both. Mm-hmm. Neat. Okay, so that's coming up here. So if people are interested, let's get some people thinking about that.
Absolutely. Yes.
What we need. And it's at the Women's Club, and it's on Sunday, October 30th.
Yes.
So, yeah, that is coming right up.
It is.
And it just sounds like something kids would love.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, really. I think that that's a great thing. Well, I love that you've gotten, you know, you're just pulling the art into it. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you get kids interested.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's always been kind of my saving grace throughout my educational experience. So uh-huh. I want to pay it forward with that.
Okay, good. And when you say that, you mean kids wise? You've been working with kids?
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I'm just saying for my, you know, growing up and going to school, just having the arts has always been an important factor for my educational experience.
You know?
So I think bringing that and melding it with culture, I think, is a really valuable thing to bring to the community.
Well, and it's a way in. It's a way that can open people's eyes.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's good. That's wonderful. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. This is Bobby Tryon. And we'll go back to my interview with Anicia Johnson and Simbala DeSeal. And they're talking about AMA culture, education, sciences, and arts. And they have an event coming up here on Sunday, October 30th. What else has AMA culture been doing? Yeah, is there anything else? I know I see you. I know you're tabling so people can find you.
Right. So, yes, we will be down at the farmer's market on Saturday and love to talk to folks and let them get a feel for who we are. And we have flyers that they can take with them and hopefully share with their neighbors and families.
So when you say tabling, that's at the farmer's market on Saturday.
Yes.
Correct.
Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm. So people can find you there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If they want a little more information, because sometimes people like, what is this? So yeah. It'd be nice to be able to talk to you directly. Do you find that you have pretty good support with the Hispanic community or in the Native American community, would you say?
Very good question, Bobby, because I was just thinking about that last night, that it's time for us to reach out specifically to the various organizations that are supporting families from diverse cultures or underrepresented cultures. So that's something that we will be doing. We definitely intend to do that because, as you say, the Hispanic community or Latinx, some people prefer that term, There are indigenous Black and African peoples native to those societies as well.
Yeah.
So, like Simbala mentioned before, she has a passion for indigenous world cultures, and we're all linked, as being people of the earth. So,
yes.
You know, we need to connect with everybody. I'm challenged by all the categories that
yes.
people tend to need to put themselves in, but I think we'll work through it all eventually.
Well, that's kind of what you're doing. I like the way what you're doing is, you know, dropping the categories a little bit, educating people, and just, you know, making people think.
Yeah, I have an appreciation for various cultures and traditions. So it's just something that I've felt my whole life. Some people know I was born and raised in Chico. Mm-hmm. I lived my whole life here, but I've always felt like a world citizen. And, you know, I remember a time in my life when, you know, much younger, when all of these categories were not placed onto people, where people had to put themselves into some kind of, put some kind of label on their identity, and just enjoying people and diversity and
people. Yes, I hear you, and I appreciate it. And I do think we're, as a country, as a culture, we're getting a little better. You know, people's eyes are opening and they're being more receptive, it seems. Do you feel that way?
Especially with the internet and worldwide,
yeah.
We have an opportunity. We're having more of an opportunity to share horizontally. And, you know, I've appreciated being on social media and being able to project how my view and experiences of the world and our local community as well. And people are definitely receptive to others who are coming from a good place and,
yeah.
you know, sharing the joy of life.
Yeah. Well, then you're right. The internet certainly plays a big part in all of this. We're all kind of connected in that funny way, in the ether way. So now the holidays are coming up too. And in the past, you have had some events kind of around Christmas time. Are you thinking of any? Yeah.
In the past, we have done a Taste of Kwanzaa is what I
yes.
call it, which
yeah.
is just a very light introduction to the 7-day observance that was started in the United States by Black Americans. And we may do that. It's going to come around really quickly, but we may be able to pull together just a little get together and,
mm-hmm.
Share, and education has always been a part
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. So how many people are kind of working with you? It seems, I know that you guys are probably doing a very big part of it, but do you have sort of a group of volunteers that help when you do something?
We have a few volunteers currently, and we welcome more, you know, if people are willing to come help, you know,
yes.
set up the event and break down the event. We definitely welcome that. So.
Yeah, because I know doing any of those things really takes an effort, a big effort, for sure.
Yeah.
And so, like you say, monetary support is probably really helpful, as well as people's time. Great. Well, good. Can you think of something else that we would like to put out there? I do really appreciate you, Anicia, when you're out in the community, because I just feel, you know, I just get a sense of your pride in what you're doing. And I do appreciate it when I, you know, see you at the booth and see you in our community.
Thanks so much for that. I guess what's coming to mind now is a need to give reverence, pay reverence to my ancestors. Again, I was born and raised in Chico, where the population has traditionally been 2% Black. And my parents came from the rural South and, you know, worked really steadfastly to establish a home and community. And in fact, there's a building now in town named after my mother. So I feel it's my legacy to carry on with the work in my unique way of the elders and ancestors who are part of the healing of our society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if people don't know, that is the Dorothy Johnson Center.
That is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And 1998 when she retired after 30 years as director and senior recreation leader at the Chapman Neighborhood Center. She was surprised that the building was renamed in her honor mm-hmm. at a dinner to celebrate her.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
A little bit more of a connection for all of us when we think about the Dorothy Johnson Center. I drive by it fairly often, and it's a nice building, a nice yard.
She's a thriving great-grandmother right now.
Neat.
Yes.
Neat. And is she still in Chico?
Currently, no. But okay. She kind of goes wherever she wants to.
And she's thriving. Good. That's good. That's good. And then also, Simbala, you say you've lived in Chico now for how long?
So I've lived in Chico off and on since 2004.
Okay. So you know this community.
I've been around, yes.
Good. Well, I'm just glad the two of you have come together. That's neat. And also support each other. You know, sometimes it's just nice to have sort of a partner that's working with you, and it's helpful. It makes things easier. And this sounds like a great event. So again, on October 30th,
yes.
And that is a Sunday at the Chico Women's Club from 3 to 6. A little art, a little Alma culture, education, and sciences, along with art, and especially for kids, but for everyone.
For everyone.
For the kid in each of us.
For the kids in us. Yes. And there will be food. And if anyone out there is interested in helping these wonderful women do this and with some supplies and things, please give a call. Did I write that down? Go ahead, Anicia, say your number one more time.
530-354-7018.
Okay, that's probably the easiest way to call, and probably you've got text too in this world.
Yeah, all of that.
All that. And so, yeah, people interested in doing that. And we'll mark that down on that Sunday and remind people. I'll also look for you at the market. People can talk to Anicia and Simbala. Are you at the market too sometimes?
Yes, I will be there on Saturday for sure.
Wonderful. So find that booth at the Saturday Farmers Market and get any more information that you need.
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby.
Yes.
Thanks again, Bobby, for helping us get the word out. I so appreciate the support you've been giving.
Well, thank you, Anicia. That's nice of you to say. And I'm happy to give support. I love it because I learn so much just talking to people and, you know, and appreciate their effort that they're making in the world. So I appreciate you too.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Anicia Johnson and Simbala DeCiel talking about the AMA culture, education, sciences, and arts. This is an organization here in Chico, and you can find out more about them online, of course, and they have a booth at the farmers market as well. They have an event coming up on Sunday, October 30th, at the Women's Club in the afternoon. And this is North State Give and Take, and I do interviews with nonprofits and with people who are doing some things here in Chico. And if you feel like you'd like to be on the show, please call me at 530-520-1593. You can text me there as well. And you can listen to any of my archived shows by going to kzfr.org. You go to programs, you go to Tuesdays, and then you go and then go down to North State Give and Take, and you can see any of the interviews that I have done. Thank you again so much for supporting us at our pledge drive. We keep on keeping on, and we appreciate you, and it is because of you. So thanks again, and stay tuned and keep listening to KCF.